Today is Wednesday, July 21st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week. And do you listen? And today is no different. Oh my gosh, you guys. I did something today. I told someone at work the name of my podcast. I'm trying to be more open and honest at work because, look, it could go totally badly. I could lose my job. I mean, that's very pessimistic. I'm mostly tame, especially on this show. Like, I don't even think I cuss very much on this show. But, you know, I am on a lot of LGBT podcasts. And, you know, the G's, the gay men, especially, tend to be frisky, you know, in various ways, we'll say. And there are parts of my life in my past that were wild and crazy. And, there are some conservative people where I work. So I don't know. But I'm trying to slowly be a little bit more open and honest about who I am. You know, the fact that I have a partner and et cetera, et cetera. But there are some shows that I'm on, like, especially those that Big Fatty is on. Oh my goodness. and certain people might be shocked by some of the things that are said. I saw anything, but I gave out because this particular person, and if you're listening, hello. You're probably not, but, you know, if you're listening, hello. Welcome to the family. I feel like this person's probably cool. And I really like working with her. I'm going to talk really good about her right now. Because if she listens, let's butter her up. Anyway, oh my goodness, you guys are sick of me complaining about work. I don't want to go into, but I just had a meeting today, just to give you a little bit. It's just ridiculous. Upper management is being ridiculous. I feel like I'm just an order taker for upper management, and they have ridiculous demands. As a product manager, I feel like I am trying to surface up what we should be working on, and yet things just get dictated down, and that's all I'll say. And it was a horrible meeting, and I messaged tons of people complaining. You know, it's interesting. I read an article. I didn't read an article. I heard about an article on a podcast I listened to called Make Me Smart. It's a marketplace podcast. And they were talking about this article where some marketing people got fired at a company. I don't remember what the company was because they talked bad about their management in Slack. And apparently the management were spying on their employees in Slack and saw that they were bad-mouthing them and then fired them. And here I am messaging people in Slack and saying, oh my God, these people. They're so unsupportive. I feel like I'm a fast food worker at a drive-through window. But it was a horrible meet. It was horrible. And then I'm told by my manager, who I love. I mean, I really do like my new manager. I wasn't so happy with my old manager, but he's not my manager anymore, so I'm okay. And I'm not giving any names, so nobody knows who I'm talking about. But, I mean, he's perfectly a nice guy, but, you know, I just wasn't as thrilled. But my current manager is, like, really supportive. But she says to me, she says, well, you get really passionate, and I just want to make sure you don't ruffle any feathers. I do. I get really passionate about things. You guys have heard me. Anyway, that's it. That's all I'm saying about work. Welcome, if you're listening, person that I'm not going to give a name. I love working with you. Just know that this is a this is an outside work persona that I'm portraying here. Anyway, so we were talking about my vacation, and I know you all now see, you all are like, oh my God, could we ever finish this vacation report? We're on like day 8 of me in detail going through every single day of my vacation. And now you're thinking, oh, we wish we hadn't have asked for it. Oh, the guy next door who likes to rev his engine has decided to rev his engine again. So we had done the Ritz day. And again, I told you guys, you know, we did Ritz part of the time and we did the more affordable hotel half the time. So I just wanted the experience, but I didn't really enjoy the rich people. And I mean, I make good money at work, but I'm not rich. And, you know, we had to not eat for a few days to pay for the Ritz. Anyway, so we did that. And then we went to this sushi place. I don't like seafood, as we all know. And we went to this sushi place for dinner. Well, I was afraid. Oh, so let's go back, because I remember we were talking about the car drama. So we had a sunset cruise and the sunset cruise. But before that, the Ritz valet had to jump start our car. It was so embarrassing, you guys. So embarrassing. Then I feel like I'm very energetic today because I'm so amped up by this meeting. And it was not in a good way, but I'm just very like hopped up because of this meeting that really ticked me off. So if I'm more energetic, I guess that's a good thing. I don't know if I'm more energetic today. I feel like I am though. It's funny though. I know I'm jumping all around, but after I've podcasted, Mark always says that I'm is spastic a word? More animated, we'll say. Sometimes he gets annoyed when I come down from podcasting and I'm super animated and super like, because I guess I get really hyped up from podcasting, also from meetings that I don't enjoy. So let's go back. So we were having issues with the car, but they had no replacement. So I did call them and I said, hey, our battery is not starting. What can you guys do for us? And they said, we're really busy right now, sir. We really want to help you, but can you call us back in 2 hours? This is what they said to me. There's only one Avis place on the whole island of St. Thomas. There's nobody else. I called their roadside assistance. And they said, oh, we're going to have to transfer you because you're in St. Thomas. The mainland we can't help you. We're going to have to transfer you to this other number. They transferred me. Some guy in Puerto Rico answered and he said, oh, I can't help you either because I'm in Puerto Rico and you're in St. Thomas. He's like, let me give you the number. And it was the number to the 2-person little tiny Avis in the small airport in St. Thomas that I had already talked to. So anyway, I call them. They're like, we're going to need you to call back. So I'm like, well, perfect. We have a sunset cruise. We'll do that and then we'll call back. We went on the cruise. It was lovely. First of all, the cruise was so much fun. It was one of the most fun things. We had a group of gay guys. Since Mark and I have moved to Arkansas, I don't have any in-person gay friends. And they were so, I don't know, they were having so much fun and joking around and everything. And, you know, Mark and I just kind of are friends with each other now, or the Filipino friends, but we don't have any gay friends. And I was just like, oh, I miss that. And the crew was lovely. They were bringing around appetizers and we got and drinks. And it was sunny. There was a little bit of a breeze and we go out. And so it was a really good time. It was a really good time. And we tipped them well and all of that. And actually too, the cute guy and his girlfriend or wife, I don't know which, we didn't ask them, but they were on our mangrove kayak tour. They ended up being also on this sunset cruise. And we were like, hey, are you guys following us? But anyway, So we had a really good time. There was a little girl and she was sitting we were on a catamaran and they have, I don't know how to describe it, but they have these, I want to say it's like a net that's there at the end of the catamaran that you can lay on to sunbathe or whatever. And I don't really know the purpose, but it's not solid. It's like this netting material. And but they were there were a bunch of people. There was nobody laying on that, but there were a bunch of people sitting around it. And the little girl kept getting splashed by the water. And so, but anyway, it was a lot of fun. They played really, a pop radio station. We had some Ed Sheeran and other things playing. And we were out for a good 2 hours. They brought around some appetizers and some drinks and we chatted with people. We took pictures, all that. And then when we got back, we had to deal with the car. Well, I was like, we've got to deal with the car now because I got to figure out how to get it jump started. So I thought, I don't know who's going to, because these old elderly ladies that worked at Avis are not going to be able to come out and jump start this car. Got in the car. I said, well, let's just try it before we call anyone. So I tried it and it started magically. I hate it when, I'm glad that it started, but I really hate it when things are, it's like when you're writing code and you have this intermittent defect, but you don't know what's causing it and it's intermittent, so you can't reproduce it. So you don't know how to debug it because, you know. So I was glad it started, but I was like, oh, now it's starting, but I don't want to drive it because I'm afraid it's going to die again. So we went to this sushi dinner, bottom line, and it was, I didn't enjoy it all that much because it was, I had to get the one thing on the menu that wasn't sushi. And it was okay, but you know, sushi restaurants don't focus on non-sushi items, but I like to include a sushi restaurant because that's Mark's favorite. And it was okay. I mean, it was all right. And so that was that day. So the next day we had a historic food tour. And at some point I called Avis customer service and I said, I don't know what you guys want me to do because I'm afraid to drive this car now. And there is nothing available. The Avis office has told me there's nothing available. You guys are now telling me there's nothing available. It randomly decides to start or not start, but I feel like it's unsafe for me to drive it. I know the hotel is able to jump start it, so I feel like I can just leave it here, but then that means I'm going to be taking a taxi everywhere. And they said, well, we can give you 3 free credits. So now I'm just at that point, I was just like, you know, whatever you can do, whatever. I said, what about gas? I said, because let's say the hotel jump starts it. Let's say we keep the car, but I take a taxi everywhere for the next day. Because we only had a day left. I'm like, I'm afraid to stop at a gas station. You have to turn the engine off to get gas. So I don't want to stop to get, and this is serious. I wasn't trying to save money on gas or something. Like, I seriously didn't want to be at a gas station and have to go in and say to them, hey, you need to jump start our car, please. I can't leave. I said, so because they charge you for that stuff. If you get there and then you can't pay for gas or you haven't filled it up, then they add they charge $10 a gallon or something. And they said, well, we'll put a note on your account, sir. We'll tell them not to charge you. And I said, okay, fine, whatever. So anyway, and I don't remember exactly when that call was. It might have been in between the sunset cruise and dinner, or it could have been the next morning. I really don't remember, but that's how it went. So we decided to take taxis for the rest of the trip. I guess it was a day and a half, maybe 2 days more. This was a Tuesday evening, and we were leaving on Thursday, so not quite 2 days, but anyway. So the next morning we had a food tour, and I'm probably not going to have time to talk about the whole thing, but first of all, the food tour, I really enjoyed it as well. Actually, every event that we did on this trip, I really enjoyed. If you're going to St. Thomas, ask me for my itinerary, because I enjoyed everything. This older gentleman met us. His name was Gerard, and he told us all this history about St. Thomas and the Dutch owning St. Thomas and the sugar plantations and the pirates and all of this information. And then he took us to several restaurants. I think we went to four different places. One of them was a tea room where we had, I actually ate something called fish pie, I think. It was a quiche with saltfish in it. Don't ask me what saltfish is, but I ate it because, again, we're on a food tour and I want to experience everything. And it was actually good because you couldn't taste the fish. And then we had some tea that was really good, some tropical tea. And then we went to a bakery where I got a signed Caribbean cookbook that I'm going to give one copy to Joe so we can cook something out of it for throwing down. All right, I'm about to end it here and we'll pick up tomorrow where I left off. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.